There are 33 presumptive cases of novel coronavirus in North Carolina. While all schools in the state remain closed for at least 2 weeks, the move raises real concerns about child welfare. When schools close, what happens to children who rely on school for nutritious meals and a safe place to go? Dr. Elizabeth Tilson is the state health director. She says a work group on child care, nutrition, and learning is trying to address these questions.
Over the weekend, when the governor discussed having the K through 12 schools closed, that's a really hard decision. And there's a lot of things to think about then. If you're closing schools, one, you want to make sure that children continue to learn. Two, you want to make sure that children have safe places to be. And three, that children have food to eat.
The work group, which is across the Department of Health and Human Services and the Department of Public Instruction, is working on how to provide those support services. Rachel Lewis-Hilburn, WHQR News.